Lockdown arrangements locally in Australia, Germany, Spain and the UK have all slowed transport and logistics company Supergroup down. Revenue is down nearly 9%. Operating profit has taken a knock of 41% and headline earnings per share has plunged by almost 60%. On a brighter note, cash generated from operations grew 37%. And the company's CEO, Peter Mountford, joins us now with his take on the numbers and the factors driving it and where to from here. Thanks so much, Peter, for your time this evening. So safe to say you haven't experienced business disruption like this before across your geographies, and it's really tested your mettle, right?
Absolutely, Alicia. It's been an incredibly tough year. I think in the South African context, you could already see consumers were under significant pressure. The economy was under pressure before the break of the COVID-19 pandemic. But obviously, since then, those lockdowns really took a heavy toll on the group. And we estimate we lost about 5.178 billion in revenue through the lockdown periods across Southern Africa and Europe in particular. And that cost estimated 932 million at a profit before tax level.
Yeah, and that's showing the brunt of it. Other than Fleet Africa, most of your underlying divisions' profitability, Peter, severely impacted by these weakened trading conditions, which saw operating profit decrease by 41%. To what extent are you starting to see a pickup as restrictions ease, bearing in mind that you're still having to contend with a much weaker growth scenario?
Yes, you're absolutely right. What we are seeing, and we're measuring now against Southern Africa and Europe pre the COVID lockdowns. And we're starting to see our supply chain in Southern Africa businesses operating at about 85% of pre-COVID levels in terms of revenue activity. And that applies to the fast foods, freight, consumer, convenience, and the industrial businesses as well. So that is a significant recovery in those businesses, which were operating at well below 50% capacity in the lockdown period. Similarly, in Germany, we really need to do more than 400,000 euros a day turnover for the business to perform, and we saw that drop to about 200,000 euros post the lockdown period, and that's steadily creeping back to sort of targets above 400,000 euros a day. The most challenging part is probably the dealership.
Yeah.
In the UK, the recovery has been quite strong. There hasn't been the type of job loss and pressure in the UK that exists in South Africa. So those sales are looking optimistic going into the new year. South Africa is still a tough market. NAAMSA new car sales are down 18.3%. And in the premium end, they're down 20.8%. So that is a long haul. But when you consider that in the second half of the year under review, our dealership South Africa lost 58 million compared to the year before where they made 158 million. It's a significant impact that happened in that period, and certainly we will see a recovery in the next 6 months period. Perhaps not to the pre-COVID levels, but
yeah,
very significant and profitable performance compared to where we are right now.
Peter, that being said, what kind of shifts do you see COVID-19 having triggered, structurally for the economy? And let's bring it home specifically, and how that starts changing the way you have to do business from here on out.
No, I think there are quite a few, there are a few things. One of two things that we've looked at, we've certainly rationalized physical operations. We've combined dealerships in the dealership operations so that they become multi-brand representative. We've combined facilities. But I think our big emphasis was to really enhance our digital trading platforms, our e-commerce capabilities and the like. And I think you are certainly going to see that sector, and you have seen it be strong in the lockdown periods and post-lockdown, and certainly that is a big focus of our movement, into the future.
Yeah, all in a bid to enhance your competitive muscle as well. What it does, though, mean optimization, Peter, is that we're going to see retrenchments, job losses coming to the fore. Can you run us through the extent of that and what the markets should be anticipating in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, sadly, that has been the case. We've probably taken 25% of overheads out of our South African dealership operations. The brutal and sad reality is we've probably lost 1,000-odd people in headcount during the lockdown period and through to where we are today. We don't perceive there will be more retrenchments from this point. You know, the performance, as I said, with those type of activity levels is adequate, and we would try our very best to avoid any further cuts. But sadly, that has been the reality of what has happened. And equally in Europe, we've rationalized in time where we've closed down three satellite branches and some transshipment points as well. So there has been a significant rationalization, sadly, through this period. Hopefully, you know, with the right stimulus and normality coming into the economy in the next year, we'll be able to start staffing up again in some of those businesses.
Well, Peter, best of luck on that road forward. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Peter Mountford, CEO of Supergroup.